Life is life a mountain railroad with an engineer that's brave. We must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curve, the fields and tunnels never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou will guide us till we reach that blissful shore.
Back. This is the Ralph Winroad Show with Ralph Kermit Winroad II coming to you live out of Alaska, and I'm exposing the whole Internal Revenue con along with the other agencies. But let's just stick with the Internal Revenue con. It's a con, folks. It's a lie. It's just like Fauci, Dr. Fauci, and his nonsense. Oh, we can't have that hydroxychloroquine because we just don't have any evidence of that. We got to do clinical trials. Somebody's been using it for 42 damn years. And we can't believe him. All that. And he's got 2,000 patients on lupus. Not a one of them's been infected. Oh, we can't have that. I got this special stuff that we're going to get around and it's going to be maybe $3,000-$5,000. Oh, wow, and it might help a little bit. Oh, let's just wait on it. I heard it on the news in Alaska. It's on the news. Fred in Michigan, question or comment before I get wound up here again, because I'm getting ready to cut the head off of the beast here.
Yeah, me too, man. And then we feed them all, like Richard Nixon. He got onto the fact that it was the Oriental parasite. This is George Bernard Shaw, by the way. I found this in Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's Synagogue of Satan Masterpiece Scholarship. 3rd of December, 1925, London Morning Post. George Bernard Shaw makes a declaration in defining what is a Jew. The invader from the east. The Oriental parasite.
Is your subject about the Jews?
No, I'm homing in on the Israeli robbery squad.
Okay.
The Israeli robbery squad is what Richard Nixon referred to the IRS.
Well, all right. I want to stay on my, this topic. If you got anything on my topic today, I don't want to touch you off, but Richard Nixon is a saint compared to what's going on today.
So let me ask you this. Ralph, have you ever recorded your autograph as an author, as an authorized signature on any legal document?
I have no idea. No, I have not. No.
What is an authorized signature?
I'm sorry, where is what?
What is an authorized signature? Your autograph.
I'm making it up. An authorized signature is one that I do that I can prove that I did. I don't know. Why is that important?
Authorized signature means, let's say I'm a business owner and I've been duped into believing that it's the so-called law that to engage in my business, I need a business license.
I see those. Hey, I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to get back on point here because I got an awful lot to cover right now. So
Let me finish, Ralph. This is an absolutely monumentally crucial fact. An authorized signature is valid if and only if I have consummated the statutory contract with informed consent pursuant to full disclosure and good faith, which has never happened with anyone's autograph as an authorized signature on any legal document. There has never been informed consent authorization pursuant to...
Because we don't understand this stuff. No, you got a good point here. So anyway, you know, you got a good point. You, your signature, when you sign any form, you have no idea what you're signing. So that's a good point. So anyway, thanks for calling, and I appreciate that. So let me get back to this IRS, because I got a lot more to cover here. The bottom line is these agencies were part of the New Deal, and they were getting away from Franklin Delano Roosevelt. They set up a headless fourth branch of government. There are many infinite establishments that sit out there, like the Federal Reserve, post office. There's all kinds of them. They sit outside the government. Now, I don't know where the IRS sits. It only has to do with a national taxation, voluntary. But the issue is, how do we separate this thing, these things out from us? How do we expose them? Because, you see, they passed the Administrative Procedures Act in 1946, which, by the way, they did again in 1966, and they don't show the connections, which tells you an awful lot, because in Westlaw, you can put in a statute, and it'll show you where it's codified, and no, that doesn't show up. So they don't want us to know to follow the connections, but that's all right. So anyways, they passed the Administrative Procedures Act for what purpose? Substantive regulations. That's what they said. So what the hell is it? How do you find one of them things? Are they doing it? You see, I like their stuff. So let's just take, and the Code of Federal Regulations, every year they publish Title 26, Internal Revenue, Part 1. First part of their book. Always on Part 3. They were on Page 3. If you go down to it. Federal Register, Treasury Decision 6091, 19FR, that's Federal Register, 5167, August 17th, 1954. Now they publish it, but they say in part. Why would you not publish the whole Federal Register? It's only a dang, it's not even, didn't even take up a page. What are they leaving out? They say it's in part, but see, you got to have the Federal Register. Then you got to go look it up. And what do they leave out? This is their stuff. It says, because this is the part they leave out of paragraph four. There's two paragraphs. This is they leave out. Because this Treasury decision merely provides for the continuance of existing rules pending further action, it is hereby found it is impractical and contrary to the public interest. I am so fed up with seeing that. Impractical and contrary to the public interest to incur the delay, which would result if this Treasury decision were issued with notice and public procedure therein under Sections 4A, of the Administrative Procedures Act, approved June 11, 1946, or subject to the effective date limitations of Section 4C, which says you got to give me 30 days notice. Oh, my God, we can't have that. We got to get out. We're in a big hurry. It's impractical and contrary to public interest. The Administrative Procedures Act 4A and 4C, it's codified today in 5 U.S.C. 553 B, C, and D. We are in such a hurry, and it's impractical, and it's against public interest. I'd like to know what in the heck that means. That's the part of the Administrative Procedures Act for substantive regulations, which was the purpose of the dang act. That's in the congressional record, and they're saying we ain't doing it. Well, what the heck are you doing then? What are you doing? How am I going to prove this? Now, I mean, this is evidence. This is their public document, but it's a manual, and manuals technically can't be used. But this is an admission. Every year, they publish this thing. I got the one for 2019. They haven't published one for 2020. It's part one, page three. They published this Federal Register in part. And they're saying, we're not doing 4A and 4C. The whole purpose of the whole Administrative Procedures Act, we're not doing it. Duh. You think that might be important? I would think so. The question is now, how do I prove this? This is their admission. They're never going to do one because they can't. They can't do them. Why can't they do them? Because it's illusion. It's a con. It's a presumption. And it's only for citizens of the United States. And let me pull up the appellate. Where they went after Trump. The Ways and Means Committee, they went after Trump. Oh, we're going to get him. Oh, yes, sirree here. Let's see here. This is in the District of Columbia. Case number 1-19, Charlie Victor, 1974. 1-19-CV, 1974. Filed July 2nd. 2019, by the Committee of the Ways and Means and the House of Representatives. Oh, Pelosi and that bunch. Page 2. Defendants have, for what the committee believes for the first time ever, denied a section of 601.3F request in order to protect President Trump's tax returns information from congressional scrutiny. In refusing to comply with the statute, defendants have mounted an extraordinary attack on the authority of Congress to obtain information needed to conduct an oversight of the Treasury. Yeah, right. The IRS, and here's the killer, and the tax laws on behalf of the American people who participate in the nation's voluntary tax system. This is from the House of Representatives Pelosi. It's a nation's voluntary tax system. I don't want to volunteer. It's in a complaint. It's taken as true. It comes from the House of Representatives, Ways and Means Committee. If you can't believe those lying scumbags, I mean, it's their stuff. But we're still not done. This is the beginning of this, understanding the background. So how do I prove it? How would I find a substantive regulation? How would I know? Well, first of all, if it says 26 CFR Part 301 something, what's that mean? Those are called housekeeping regulations for internal use. Supreme Court has said so. They're like an interpretive reg. They're garbage. They put people in jail with Part 301 regs. I said, people don't know what to do. How would you know what to do? How do you prove that a Part 301 reg is smoke and mirrors? How do you prove that? Let me get here now to go to 1967, which is it was a good year. 1960 was another good year, but let's go to 1967 here, and let me pull up all of them. They published a whole bunch of regulations in 1967. They did a whole bunch of it in 1960, too. It's just amazing stuff. Well, I can't find it here. So what do? They publish these regulations, and what are they about? What are they about? They're about notice of deficiency. You ever heard of that? Notice of deficiency? Part 301s? Yeah? Why am I not finding what I'm looking for here? Here we go. All of them. Here we go. Here's all of them. This was done. This Federal Register. It's 32 FR 15241 through 15387. So that's about, 150 pages. What do we see? Income tax returns, statutory provisions, persons required to make income, 301.6012. Oh, what the heck is that about? Persons required is a Part 301 housekeeping reg. I got a problem with that. Oh, then that's even better. We got deficiencies. We got to have a notice of deficiency from the Internal Revenue criminals before I can go to the kangaroo tax court that's not even listed as a court. Deficiency procedures. 6211, 301.6211, statutory provisions, definition of deficiency. 301.6211-1, deficiency defined. 301.62.12, statutory provisions, notice of deficiency. Wait a minute, this can't be true. These are all 301 regs. Supreme Court said they're housekeeping. They're garbage. Garbage. Interpretive reg, they're for internal use. 301 regs. Oh, then we go to, it's got to be, so we got to have a notice of deficiency for a Part 301 reg. You can put me in jail. You can take my stuff and use a housekeeping regulation. So how would I prove it? Well, first of all, let's look at a couple other ones. Assessment, 301-6201, statutory provision, assessment authority. 301-6201-1, assessment authority. 301-6202, statutory provision, establishment of regulations and mode of time of assessment. 301-6203, statutory provisions, method of assessment. On and on and on. We got to have assessment. Oh, God, we have to have a notice of deficiency. Do you know that income tax evasion requires a proof of deficiency? They get around and change it to due and owing because you're not smart enough, or we're not, to understand it's a thing. That's not what the statute says. There are essential elements to every crime. Back in a minute. Thank you.
we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Okay, so what do I got to do to prove this? Well, let's just take one. Let's just take an example here. Let's take deficiency, 301-6211. We go to that one. And at the end of it, see what you have to do? You have to take the Code of Federal Regulations, then you go down to the credits part. It has to be published in the Federal Register. This is their, quote, law-making authority. So you go down and you look, and you see that deficiency, definition of deficiency, is done under 1967. That whole bunch of nonsense, there is nothing in it that says it is a substantive reg. It says Part 301. As soon as it says Part 301, we're done. But let's just carry it a step farther. So now, there's some other additions to it. They've done a couple of other additions. They've done some amendments to it. Like, here's one here. In 47, Federal Register 44247. This was done in 1982. Here is the key to all of these. First of all, you have to go find the regulations that's using the statutory numbers. Most of them are Part 301. Some will be Part 1. If it's a Part 301, you already got them beat because that's under 5 U.S.C. Section 301. That's a code section for internal. But that's all right. Then we take the Supreme Court. Chrysler V. Brown says it's not merely housekeeping. Stick it in your and smoke it. But let's take it. How do we find any regulation The Administrative Procedures Act said that is the reason why we did it in 1946. How do you find it? How do you prove it? You have to find the CFR. Then you have to go, all Code of Federal Regulations come as a compilation of Federal Register publications. Okay? So you go to the Federal Register. That tells you what they're doing. If you know, and you got to search on one thing. 5 USC, 5, excuse me, USC. That was a Chinese virus. You search on one three-letter word, number 553. If it does not say it's in compliance with 5 U.S. 553, it is not a substantive reg. It's an interpretive reg, or it's a policy reg, or it's just housekeeping. 301 is housekeeping. It must say it's in compliance with 5 U.S.C. 553. Let's just see what this one says. Although this document adopts final regulations, the Internal Revenue Service has concluded that the regulations adopted here are interpretive. They even come out and say they're interpretive. Normally they don't do that. And that the notice and public notice procedure requirement of 5 U.S.C. 553 do not apply. Accordingly, these regulations do not constitute regulations subject to the Regulatory Flexibility Act, which we don't give a rat's rump. That is how you find out if a regulation has the force and effect of law. You find the CFR for the code sections that you're dealing with, assessment deficiencies, income taxes, whatever. Then you go to the credits section. It has to be published in the Federal Register. And you look up the Federal Register publications. If it starts off with Part 301, you already know you're dealing with smoke. But some of them are Part 1. But they'll get down and say, well, you know, for the same things we've read before, it's not in the public interest. And yeah, we're not going to do it. If it doesn't say that, it's garbage. They're all garbage. I've never yet, the whole reason for the APA of 1946 was to make regulation called substantive that have the force and effect of law for citizens of the United States, that's another issue. How do we know that? Because they apply to those people in D.C. and the only people in there is citizens of the United States. Duh, they all fill out a Form 1040, an implied in law contract. Why would I do, what's an implied in law contract? Oh, that's where I want to volunteer that I have an obligation and the IRS has nothing. It's a one-sided, hey, I owe you, but you don't owe me nothing. Why would I do that? Coercion. They put people in jail for doing this. For signing an implied in law contract. You never want to fill out one of them damn things and zero return or nothing else. Because then, oh, that's perjury. We'll go down another road. No, if you're not going to play the game, do not file. Don't play the game. Now, I change their documents around. Nothing says I can't do it. Nothing about it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, well, we're back here. So this is how the headless fourth branch of government works. It started, they repealed 1,006 statutes. Now, I haven't proven that there was a reason for that, but logic tells me that on the last day you're president, why would you do that? Humphrey or Hoover did that. Franklin Delano Roosevelt starts off. He's making executive orders, and they're doing administrative rules and regulations, and they're calling them law. How do they make law? There's no determination by anything. They just say this is the law. Because they have been legislating only for citizens of the United States since 1917. How do we know that? Because you see, when they did that, there's no parties to the Constitution of the United States. The several states relinquished that because it's the 17th Amendment. And instead of saying the people of the several states, like it says for the House of Representatives, they got us to think we're citizens of the United States. We can take on any type of a status, like a tenant, like a landlord, under the definition of person. This is where they get, they people don't get it, and I know why. Because like they defined a person in the Internal Revenue Code as individuals, corporations, partnerships, what do they all have in common? It is a status. An individual is defined in 5 U.S.C. 552A2. It's a citizen of the United States or an alien legally here. See, they always put stuff one level down, one or two level down on definitions. They love to do that. What do they all have in common? How can you define an individual citizen of the United States the same as a corporation? Because we all, if you have that status, you only have civil rights. You have no political rights. You have no natural rights because you don't exist naturally. Under the law of nature. And you have no political rights. Supreme Court said so. They have no right of suffrage, no right of the elective franchise. So that raises a real important, who in the holy heck are these people that claim to be in office? The National Voter Registration Act of 1993, it's only for federal offices. Every state's using it. 185 ALR says that South Carolina took that on and said, wait a minute, you can't do this. Oh, yeah, we can. Says the 10th Amendment doesn't have any effect on the 14th. It don't. A citizen of the United States is a voluntary act. I want to be a landlord. I want to be a tenant. I want to be a citizen of the United States. It's voluntary. They hold a gun to your head, put you in jail if you don't, because you don't know, we don't know how to fight. First of all, we don't got any constitutional courts. That makes it really hard. Because there's no elections for any public officers in the several states. You can't have a judicial system with no public officers. You can't have a governor. There's no legislators. It's a con, and they print it. If you know where to go look. Our republic's been overthrown. And we did it. Through ignorance. And coercion. And fear and panic. Because what I just went through, which I'm going to go over again. How many people can walk through the headless fourth branch of government regulations? It started off with Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And it was getting out of control. So he had a research done in 1937. 400-page book I got out of the Gonzaga Library. The Headless Fourth Branch of Government. A heck of a read. We got to get these agencies under control. So they tried the Walter Logan Act. 1940. They didn't define subsidy regs. We got to make it have the force and effect of law. It's got to look like it. That's why you sue under 42-1983. USC 1983. Under color of law. It looks like. I see smoke over there. There's got to be an Indian over there. I see smoke. No, there's no Indian over there. Making smoke. Smoke signals. It's a lie. So we did the Walter Logan Act. Then they had in 1941, the Attorney General, he comes out and says, hey, you know, this is like these people are the Star Chamber effect. Absolutely. He says interpretive rigs don't have any effect. But the courts look at him and, well, you know, we can get away with it because we got a bunch of dumb people out here and lawyers that don't have a clue or bought and paid for. So they did the Administrative Procedures Act for the strict only purpose of making subsidy regs. It's in 4A and 4C of that act, 1946. And the IRS in 1954, and when they did the code, took the Treasury decision, left that part out, and said, we're not doing that. You got to be crazy. They leave that part out. None of these other regulations you see with gun law, all this other crap, they tried to, it's under interstate commerce, it's all smoke. But anyway, getting back to the Internal Revenue criminals, we've got to have a notice of deficiency, so let's go to tax court. Where's your notice of deficiency? Well, let's see. My notice of deficiency is in 1967. It's the Part 301 reg. It's housekeeping. It don't got nothing to do with me. Why are we so excited about it? Because we have to prove, then, it doesn't have the force and effect of law. And the only way you prove it, you have to take the statute. Then you have to find the regulation that has that number. And then you have to go to the Federal Register, which it'll be at the bottom of the CFR. Everyone has it. And you open up the Federal Register. If it 553 isn't there, it's smoke. If it's there, it's going to say we ain't doing it, so that means it's smoke. If it's part 301 regs, it's smoke. If it's a part 601, it's procedure, it's still smoke. There's no fire. Same thing with assessments. Oh, you got to have an assessment. They put people in jail on 301 regs and 301 on assessment. Take houses because we don't understand it's a con, it's a presumption. They flipped everything after the Reconstruction Acts of after the Civil War. They made a citizen of the United States under the 14th Amendment subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Well, that seems kind of like a portmanteau. How can he be subject to the jurisdiction thereof? What does that mean? I'm going to dig that up here. I'm going to find it here real quick. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof. How do you have a law? Let's say, I did a murder, but I got to be subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Well, if I was in France, I'd probably be subject to the jurisdiction in France. But if I'm in America, so I'm in Congress's United States of America, in their fictional world of Congress, that Congress made up, the shadow government, where Congress holds all of the political rights. See, a citizen of the United States doesn't have any standing in Article 3 Constitution. So we had to make up a legislative court where Congress is in control and the judge is working for Congress. He represents the court, and the court's under the control of Congress. Well, that works pretty good. They admit this stuff. Let me find subject two. Because subject two is, it's right in. I mean, it's right there. How can you have a law that says subject two? How can you be just subject two? Let's see, it's on page 54 here. I got a brief that I did for Rappert when I put all kinds of definitions in. What is subject to? It's defined. Let's see here. Subject to, and it says here, subject to means, this is 687 SO South 2D 957. The term subject to means, okay, anytime you use means, I've been over this before, but if you haven't listened, means is a brand new definition. Dog means cat. Dog means moon. If you can forget the dictionary. Means what? Liable, subordinate, subservient, inferior, obedient to, semicolon, so that's one of the things, governed or affected by, semicolon, provided that, semicolon, provided, semicolon, answerable. Usually a condition of one party's duty of performance and not a promise by the other. That's it, right there. I got a duty of performance to the Internal Revenue criminals, and they don't got nothing to me. Why would I do that? Because I don't know no better. Yep, because I don't know any better. The W-4s, where I volunteer, has now where you have to write out exempted. They made it actually constitutional. You have to physically write exempted on it, or exempt on the form, on the W-4. Now, here's what I'm wanting. I'm tired of sitting like in Braveheart. Prima nocta, just like, you know, Braveheart. I'm going to have sexual relations with that gal on her wedding night. Prima nocta. They're all standing around there in Braveheart with their thumb up their butts. Under their regulations, 301-7433, I can file with the area director the rules and regulations that they're not obeying. And they got 6 months or otherwise I can go and sue them for up to $1 million. There's a problem I'm having. Who in the holy heck is the area directors? I finally got the name of the one for Alaska. I got to put this out, and I'm going to get them all at some point. Because you see, also, you can just go straight after and sue them. Yep. You don't have to wait on that. And I'm going to do that. I'm tired of sitting on the other side of defending. I have to hell with this defense, smoke and mirrors. It's time to attack. Why don't they have those area directors where you can find them? I spent 3 hours one day on phone calls. I just go and wait. And then I get there, click, hang up. Go and wait, hang up, click. Finally, from the senator, I get one. One. I want them all. I want every one of them. Because we're going to start filing complaints, and then we can go in and also file against them. I can't think of the word right now. I don't know what it is against all federal agencies. It escapes me right now. I'll think of it in a minute, maybe before the show's over. But we can file right directly against them. Because you have to go about it correctly. But you can they can be sued. You have to sue the individual agent. Can't sue the agency. You got to sue the individual person. We got to take the battle to them. But what I'm working on right now is exposing all this in the appellate brief for Moonies, which has got to be into the federal circuit. And I just went over it, the whole thing. They got nothing. And I'm going to line it all out and say, what are we doing here? The same thing is with the court system. We don't have a remedy. Where's my constitutional court? Because you see, Article 3 was established or ordained and established. Why did they use those words in Article 3? They used it in the preamble so the Constitution would be permanent and you can't be internal modifying it. They did it in Article 3 for the courts because those people, our forefathers, knew man is going to try to screw this up. They knew there's going to be people like Schiff and Schumer and Pelosi and these dregs of Satan out there. Where's my constitutional court? There is none, state or federal, except the Supreme Court. Court of Claims from 1952 to 1953 to 1982 was in Article 3. They actually said so. Then they took it away. There are no Article 3 courts arising under the Constitution in law and equity, exercising the judicial power of the United States. 28 U.S.C. 132 says it's a judicial power of a district court. Judicial power of a district court does not equate to judicial power of the United States. That's in Article 3, Sections 1 and 2. And what's even crazier, you go in and look and they say the authority of that court, it comes out of the territory of Hawaii by accepted practice because they've been getting away with it. I kid you not, in the revisers, that's their authority. Accepted practice. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's just, it's like the governor of the New York putting infected people back in a retirement home. You got to be kidding me. A 5-year-old could probably figure that one out, or at least a 7-year-old, and they got all of these beds in the ship. And all of them out there that they 3,000 beds or whatever that they made that Trump put there, and they don't take them there. Why? I heard they get was it 13,000 I think it is for every patient, and then if they put them on a incubate them on a thing, they get three times that. So let's get them sick, and then we make money. I think that was on Bill Stiller, one of those. I saw that. They get paid for every one of those. So the more of them we get sick, die. Where are the people with a backbone to stand and fight? I don't know. I think people are starting to wake up, finally, hopefully. But if they don't, if they bring our economy down, we're done. And if Trump don't get elected, we're done. Back on.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, well, we're back here. We're being ruled by a shadow government, not controlled by you. Congress, they possess the political power. They say so. They're a sovereign body. Says United States of America is a sovereign body politic. That should just scare the heck out of people. How can that be? I thought we the people were the sovereign people. We made the Constitution and all that. And what's even more amazing, this is in 44 U.S.C. 3502. Definitions. Independent regulatory agencies. These are things that sit outside the government. politically free of all politics, way out there in utopia, means the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. Oh, that works really well. The Commodity and Futures Trading Commission, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC for the banks, insurance, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the Federal Housing Finance Agency, the Federal Maritime Commission, the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, Interstate Commerce Commission, the ICC, Mine Enforcement Safety and Health Review Commission, the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, the the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the Occupational Safety and Health Review Commission, oh, that's good, Postal Regulation Commission, the Post Office, Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, the Bureau of Consumer Financial Protection, the Office of Financial Research, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and other similar agencies designated by statute as federal independent regulatory agencies or commission. We are being run, all of these things, that's outside the Constitution. Free of all political interference. Oh, ain't that just great? You betcha. I don't think so. Even the agency, the Executive Office of the President, is an agency, by the way. That's how they get around that. That's in the same definitions. We're in trouble, folks. I don't know what to tell you. You just can't make this stuff up. I just don't know. I mean, it just boggles the mind. I'm hoping people are going to wake up. I really do. I don't want to think, if I had a business, I wouldn't be abiding by any of this crap. I'd tell them to shove it, put it where the sun don't shine. What authority does that governor tell me what I can and cannot do? I want to see your authority. Where is it? You aren't even a public officer. You have no oath of office. You got nothing. But people don't know how to attack the fundamentals, the foundational stuff. Because everybody thinks they're a citizen of the United States. Just like everybody runs off to the grand jury. How about probable cause? Can the grand jury determine probable cause? No. They aren't even part of the government, technically. Can the prosecutor? No. Probable cause is an issue, a mixed question of law and fact. Who makes the determination of probable cause? We don't want to ask that question. We're going to go to the grand jury. And the prosecutor is going to tell his story and hang it. They could indict a cheese sandwich. Because we don't do preliminary examinations. Go before a judge. Bring me the law. Bring me some facts. And I get to participate before we head off to the grand jury. That's secret. Anyway, watch out for the Chinese virus and the federales. They're everywhere. And God willing, we will see you next Sunday if they don't get you.
Good night. Good night, sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
Good night.
Good night, sweetheart.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443. At 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.